morning, everyone. My name is Rumi Kaur. Thank you, Hannah. And I'm the program manager of the Oral Health Program at New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. I'm here to present today on the New York City Department of Health's Early Childhood Caries Health Promotion Campaign. I would like to thank APHA and the Oral Health Section for accepting our abstract for giving me the opportunity to present to you. No personal financial relationships to disclose. New York City Early Childhood Caries Health Promotion Campaign was funded in part by Centiquest Foundation. So during today's presentation, I will start off with a brief overview of COHMH's oral health program and then do a deep dive of our Childhood Caries Health Promotion Campaign. I will provide an overview of the campaign, discuss the data drivers and goals, how the campaign was developed, implemented, and then evaluated. So earlier today, just a minute ago, Tanya wonderfully presented our oral health framework. I'll be focusing on one of its levers, education and awareness, which focuses on outreach and targeted interventions. One of the largest pieces of our education and promotional efforts in 2013 was our Childhood Caries Health Promotion Campaign. Geared towards children, the campaign educates parents or caregivers on ways to prevent dental decay. And to give you a little bit more of an idea of our program and its structure, it comprises of me as a full-time program manager. At that time, we had a full-time epidemiologist and a dentist who came in as one of our subject matter experts around once a week. So it's really a 2.2 FTE program that the Department of Health has for oral health. Now for the campaign overview, the purpose of New York City's Early Childhood Caries Health Promotion Campaign was to provide New York City parents and caregivers with the knowledge and resources to reduce childhood caries. So research demonstrated that a significant proportion of children are not visiting the dentist at a young age, and we've seen that throughout this conference. And prevalence of caries is high in elementary school. We've also seen that throughout this conference. And so, therefore, we leverage existing surveillance data, some of what Tanya had talked about, as well as professional recommendations and guidelines to determine focus of health promotion messages to address early childhood caries. So we determined our target audience, who are parents and caregivers of children citywide. We then determined the mechanism for targeting parents, caregivers, and decided upon a subway and newspaper campaign. So we developed and placed ads in 20% of cars in each subway line for 3 months and in three separate newspapers. We focused on subway placed ads media because of the exposure it gives to New York City residents, which is roughly 180 million impressions over the course of 3 months. Again, 180 million impressions. So we also disseminated posters of our ads and educational material to daycare, health, and academic centers. Now I'm going to walk you through the process, the data drivers and goals behind the campaign, how the ads were developed, implemented, and evaluated. So these are some of the surveillance data drivers behind our campaign. The first graph shows the prevalence of caries. The results from the New York State third grade survey from 2002 to 2004 demonstrates that more than half of children in third grade have caries. Now this is, at that time we had 2002 data, and now we have more recent, the 2009 data available to us. So this is the data that we use to sort of base our judgment on the campaign. So New York City has a slightly higher prevalence of caries at 55% and untreated caries at 38% compared to the rest of the state, as you can see. And higher rates of both caries and untreated caries are seen amongst the lower income, a trend that we see nationally. As per the results from the New York City Child Community Health Survey, which is the second graph towards the bottom, about 1 in 4, or 23% children, did not have a preventive dental visit in the past year. 2 to 3-year-olds, which is 57%, were more than 4 times as likely than were children ages 6 to 12, around 13%, and almost 3 times as likely than were children ages 4 to 5 to have no preventive dental visit in the past year. So 57% of 2 to 3-year-olds. So moreover, the figure on the left shows that Asian children are more likely than the other race or ethnicities listed to have no dental visit in the past year, according to the Child Community Health Survey data. And we saw that Tanya talked about Asian adults not having the preventive dental visits. And so that was something to think about while we were developing this campaign. And almost twice as least as Hispanics and Blacks was sort of the ratio. In terms of access, we conducted a survey to look at barriers to accessing dental care. The survey was conducted amongst dentists on their willingness to treat young children in Medicaid. 53% of the general dentists surveyed did not see children aged 0 to 2 years in their practices. Although American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends the first dental visit is by age 1, as most of us know, more than half of the dentists did not see children from 0 to 2 years. So the top three barriers to seeing young children were, number 1, discomfort with small children, number 2, concern about possible disruption due to crying, and number 3, inadequate reimbursement. So to summarize, by evaluating the available data sources, we see that more than 50% of children in third grade have caries. Younger children are less likely to go to the dentist than the older age groups. Asians and the low income may be at higher risk, and general dentists serving the low income populations are less likely to accept very young patients due to the barriers mentioned. So because a significant proportion of children are not visiting the dentist at a young age and prevalence of caries is high in elementary school, our overall goal for this campaign is focused on prevention. As tooth decay, as we all know, most of us know, is highly preventable. So in short term, our goal was to improve the oral health literacy by educating the parents and caregivers on risk factors and provide tips for prevention with emphasis on self-care, since many of the risk factors such as poor oral hygiene, poor diet practices, transfer of caries causing bacteria through saliva are preventable. Our goal was to measure impact with the post-campaign survey and by assessing any changes in the volume of 311 oral health-related calls and of visits to our oral health webpage. Now, 311 is our New York City dedicated call center that provides information on several resources for New York City residents. Information is provided for free. Both the 311 flow and the oral health webpage were completely revamped, 180 degrees, and strengthened as resources. And that was a whole separate assignment and project in parallel to this one. But in the long term, our goal is to decrease the prevalence of childhood caries and promote the utilization for appropriate preventive services for young children. As for its development, the research conducted on early childhood caries informed our campaign concept and messages. With the concept and our messages, we created a media brief and selected an advertising agency with Best Fit Design. We secured $50,000 in grant funds through DentaQuest Foundation. We developed sample ads and messages and evaluated the sample ads' effectiveness through 4 focus groups. We had hired a vendor to evaluate those sample ads for us. The ads messaging and layout was adjusted to reflect focus group input, and a major finding from this focus group was that images resonated more than content. And so that's something that we grasped onto, and you will see that our ads really have strong images. So we then conducted a photo shoot to capture creative images and finalize the ads, including the photos, messages, and layout. This resulted in the development of 5 ads. All 5 begin with a tagline: the root of tooth decay. All 5 of our ads discuss the overarching risk factor and the problem in the subheading, and then all 5 also highlight steps that can be taken to prevent tooth decay. I mean, we want to identify the problem and then also provide them with the steps that they need to take. So let's start. This is one of our 4 ads on negative behaviors. Visible cavities are shown on all of the ads which show negative behaviors. The photos of the decayed teeth that you will see in 4 of our images are obtained from a major dental academic center that serves low-income and Medicaid populations in New York City. So we went, the detail was strong. And in this ad, we emphasize on the length and timing of exposure and the content. So to limit constant exposure to drinks with sugar. This ad has a similar message to the bottle ad, but it's geared towards a slightly older population. It also advocates for water. 3 main messages are portrayed in this ad: on diet to avoid sugary snacks and drinks, hygiene, and that children should begin dental visits by age 1. Our focus group results also show that pain resonates with the public, and so therefore we included cavities can cause pain and difficulty eating and speaking.
as our subheading.
So, how often do we see a parent or caregiver clean a pacifier with his or her own mouth?
I see none.
Increasingly, research has been demonstrating the transfer of caries-causing bacteria through saliva. So that concept has been illustrated in this ad. This ad also touches on adult oral health, where parents or caregivers are told to take care of their own teeth to reduce germs in their own mouth. Now, this is our ad on the protective behavior. It counters the idea that baby teeth aren't important. It also advises the public to brush with the child's first tooth with fluoride for 2 and older, and to assist children until they can brush well on their own. So again, because a significant proportion of children are not visiting the dentist at a young age and prevalence of caries is high in elementary school, it seemed like a subway campaign would be the best mode to reach very large masses. So DOHMH does many campaigns in the subway, and it is considered a major outlet. It also seems to be the most appropriate outlet to reach parents and caregivers. So again, 180 million impressions are estimated over a course of 3 months in the subway. Spanish and English ads were placed in 20% of cars in each subway line for 3 months and once weekly in Metro, Chinese World Journal, and El Diario, which are local New York City's newspapers. And so because research demonstrated that the lower utilization of dental visits by Asians and are by Asians and even higher prevalence of disease are amongst Asians, through other resources, we translated our ads to Mandarin and placed them in Chinese World Journal. And so to expand reach, the campaign was announced with a press release to the public by our former Commissioner of Health. Posters of the ads, along with our child's oral health fact sheet, were distributed to health, daycare, and academic centers. The dental academic centers especially were very excited to post our ads and disseminate our fact sheet. And the campaign ads and messages were also posted on social media. So we used Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook, not just through DOHMH, but SPHNY, which is our not-for-profit sector, had also advertised our campaign through their social media. And this is our child oral health fact sheet, which Tanya had shown to you this morning, which expands on the messages from the campaign. 10,000 of its original iteration was distributed in English, Spanish, and Mandarin. And to test the effectiveness of our campaign efforts, we hired a vendor to conduct an online survey. They conducted the survey with 421 New York City caregivers and parents of children 5 years of age or younger or prospective parents. The survey questionnaire inquired about the awareness of the campaign, oral health attitudes and practices, reaction to the ads, and their demographics. Quotas and weighting were used to reflect the borough, age, gender, race, and income distribution citywide. We also evaluated the percent change in volume of dental-related calls and of oral health webpage visits. And so the call center that 311 holds staffs about 200 operators. They have approximately 15,000 calls a day. So very, very well trained. Overall, improvements in oral hygiene, diet practices, and awareness about the infectious nature or caries-causing bacteria were seen as a result of the advertising campaign. More specifically, among New York City parents and caregivers who recognized one or more campaign ads when aided, which is approximately 50% of the participants, about 3 in 10 reported starting a dental routine for their child. They reduced the number of times they gave juice or other beverages with sugar to their child and gave fewer sugary snacks to their child or went to NewYorkCity.gov for more information. About 1 in 5 reported that they stopped giving their child a bottle at bedtime or stopped sharing utensils with their child. And 1 in 4 reported to have stopped putting the child's pacifier in their own mouth. There was also a 339% increase in total influx of dental-related calls to 311. This percent change is for 3 months, pre- and post-campaign. There was a 21.5% increase in webpage visits from February to April as well, which was the time when we implemented this campaign. And so, overall, the DOHMH Early Childhood Caries campaign results were very positive. We believe that the images such as decayed teeth resonated with the target audience and may have contributed to the campaign's recall. Moreover, dissemination of supplemental materials such as posters and fact sheets really strengthened the reach of our oral health messages and we believe that it had also positively impacted our evaluation results. Upon the completion of the campaign, the program continues to disseminate the materials, the fact sheets, the posters. They're available on the web. And this campaign has led us to focus on outreach for other target populations. So, for example, the elderly population. We're working very closely with the Department for the Aging to revamp their educational material. It was a request that came to us from them. So we're very honored to assist them. And so I would just like to wrap up with that and say thank you for attending this session. Please note the education material are available on the web, and thank you for your time, and I look forward to any questions you may have. Thank you.